This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. In Bihar, seven new ministers were inducted in the Nitish Kumar-led cabinet in an expansion of Council of Ministers yesterday. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan administered the oath of office to seven MLAs from BJP Kota in the oath ceremony held at Raj Bhavan in Patna. The new ministers who subscribed the oath are Sanjay Saraogi, Krishna Kumar Mantu, Dr. Sunil Kumar, Motilal Prasad, Raju Kumar Singh, Vijay Kumar Mandal and Jibesh Kumar. With this expansion, the number of Nitish Kumar-led cabinet has reached to 36, including Chief Minister. Earlier in the day, Bihar BJP President Dilip Jaiswal resigned from the cabinet to conform with his party's policy of one person, one post. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju hit out at Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for claiming that Narendra Modi government has reduced the number of beneficiaries of scholarships from the SC, ST, OBC and minority communities. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, Minority Affairs Ministry has empowered minorities like never before, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that there has been an increase in scholarships, opportunities and transparency. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker in the Delhi Assembly will be held today. Delhi Assembly in its list of business mentioned that Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will table a proposal to make BJP MLA Mohan Singh Bisht the Deputy Speaker. Mr. Bisht is the MLA from Mustafabad constituency. Apart from this, the discussion on the CAG report related to the liquor policy of the previous government will also continue in the House. The CAG report was presented in the House on Tuesday. Government has constituted a six-member committee to revise the norms for providing financial assistance to National Sports Federation. According to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, the committee will be headed by Joint Secretary Sports Kunal. The ministry said after the Paris Olympic, a new Olympic cycle has started, which necessitated the need for review of the norms in view of the evolving circumstances. The committee will submit its report within 15 days. The norms of providing financial assistance to national sports federations were last revised by the ministry in 2022. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived on a four-day visit to Gujarat. She was welcomed at Vadodara Airport by Governor Acharya Devrat and Minister of State Jagdish Vishwakarma. During her four-day visit, President Murmu will visit several places in Kevadia and Kutch districts. She is also scheduled to attend two convocation ceremonies in Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, will be on a two-day visit to India from today. This will be President Leyen's third visit to India. She will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in the evening today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission on Friday. US President Donald Trump has announced that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House on Friday to sign an agreement giving US rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House, President Trump said, "It has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with the Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people." He also said that the US has spent more than Europe on helping Ukraine, even though they are more directly affected by it. President Trump has spoken to both President Zelensky and President Vladimir Putin, and his officials have had discussions with counterparts from both the countries. The United States President Donald Trump has announced a new Gold Card Investor Visa program for wealthy immigrants, replacing the existing EB-5 visa. Speaking at the Oval Office, Trump said the companies can buy immigration gold card on payment of $5 million for highly talented employees to deal with the uncertainties of work visas and green cards. He described the initiative as a green card privileges plus as an upgrade from the green card system. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan defeated England by 8 runs at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. With this defeat, England team was eliminated from the tournament. Chasing a victory target of 326 runs set by Afghanistan, England were all out for 317 in 49.5 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.